On a sweltering summer morning before work, William Inglesby stops by Evergreen Cemetery to pay respects to his mother. Angelina Maria Silva de Inglesby was among 23 people gunned down at an El Paso Walmart a year ago. She was 86.
Every day is a struggle, you know.
A man of few words, Inglesby's eyes reflect his deep sadness. The father of four relies on his faith and family to cope with profound loss.
That carries me through everything.
He's had more than the tragic death of his mother to deal with this past year. A manager tasked with reopening several restaurants, he tested positive for COVID-19 at the beginning of this month.
Yeah, I was sick. I was sick for about a week. Yeah, it was like a lot of flu-like symptoms and stuff like that.
He's recovered after taking time off and is not one to complain. Inglesby embodies the quiet strength of the city he calls home. El Paso's resilience has been tested time and time again the past few years. The August 3rd mass shooting was the largest attack on Latinos in modern U.S. history. The tragedy was sandwiched between a humanitarian crisis, as tens of thousands of migrant families arrived at the border seeking asylum, and the COVID-19 pandemic.
I get pretty punchy and dealing with it.
El Paso Mayor Dee Margo says dealing with the turmoil during the past couple of years has been difficult for all, but he looks to this border city's long history as proof the region can withstand even a potentially soul-crushing series of such traumatic events.
You know, we've been here for over 350 years. We've been here 100 years before the United States was ever founded. We've seen revolutions, we've seen wars, and we've survived it all. And I think we have a unique embedding in our DNA that's part of the multi-generational culture we have here that allows us to survive and not be vindictive and able to move forward. That's all I can put my arms around.
The mass shooting was a hate crime. The accused gunman told police as he was being taken into custody that he came, in his words, to kill Mexicans. Minutes before the attack, he also allegedly posted online a diatribe saying he wanted to stop the Hispanic invasion of Texas. El Pasoans tell you they know they were targeted because of who they are and where they live, the border. Who they are and where they live is also a source of strength, says Ruben Garcia, executive director of Annunciation House, an organization that provides temporary shelter and care for migrants and refugees.
I think of the literally tens upon tens of thousands of refugees, immigrants that came into the Juarez El Paso border area, and thousands of people stepped forward to volunteer, and that really is part and parcel of the character of what this community is like.
Many El Pasoans responded to that humanitarian crisis by volunteering to help provide meals and offering their churches as temporary shelters. The hate-filled August 3rd attack created unimaginable heartache, but the now 22-year-old suspect from the Dallas area could not break El Paso's spirit, says Garcia.
This young man tried to snuff that out, and I think El Paso's response was that isn't going to happen. That's not who we are. We are people who come back. We are, you know, the word you use is resilient.
Celeste Nevarez sees El Paso's resiliency on display daily. She's a mental health counselor and chief of clinical services at Emergence Health Network.
As a community, the fact that we have stood the test of time of all of these different major individual traumas, space that we're currently in, and yet we continue to care for our neighbors, we continue to check on one another, we continue to love one another and look for a brighter future, only speaks to who we are as a region and the fact that we know that we are stronger together.
As El Paso marks the first anniversary of the mass murder at Walmart, restaurant manager William Inglesby is focused on honoring his mother's memory and the family's proud legacy.
Her dad was fought in World War II in the Philippines. She has three brothers who were all in the military. My grandfather, her father, Marcelino Silva, was born in Lamy, New Mexico, and before New Mexico became a state in 1912. So goes way, way back, you know, hundreds of years, you know.
In the midst of the heartache, current economic hardship, and health crisis, he's also remembering El Paso's response following the attack.
Yeah, that was amazing. El Paso pulled together.
For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.